Let me show you what God said. Turn with me to Isaiah 54. I'm going to have to retract something because I hadn't covered yet. But let's go to Isaiah 54. And I want to show you Isaiah 54, verse 13. Do this in the Amplified if you can. Isaiah 54, verse 13. Can we do it in the Amplified? And all your spiritual children shall be disciples. What? Taught by the Lord and obedient to his will. Now what? Listen to it now. See, the day has come. We are in that day right now. Isaiah prophesied this. And he said, when that day come, all of the spiritual children shall be disciples taught by the Lord and obedient to his will. And what next? And great shall be the peace and undisturbed composure of your children.
Hallelujah.
Great shall be the peace. Huh? Great shall be the peace and undisturbed composure of your children. All right, keep going. You shall what? Establish yourself how? How? I want y'all to stay with me now. You shall establish yourself in righteousness. And the King James said, you shall, in righteousness shall thou be established, right? Rightness, conformity with what? God's will and order. You shall be far, listen, you shall be far from even the thought of oppression. Or destruction. For you shall not fear, and from terror shall, for it shall not come near you. Listen now, listen. Let me break it down. Righteousness means I have right standing with God. Right standing with God means I've been made right. I've been made right, that means I have a right to everything God has. Come on now. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Right? It also says I'm an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. Am I right now? Didn't it say it? That means if I'm a joint heir with Jesus, do you think Jesus have the right to everything God own? I'm a joint heir with him. I've been made right with God. I have a right to everything that Jesus gained in his death, burial, and resurrection. Did he defeat the devil? Did he redeem us from the curse? Did not the Bible say he was made poor for us that we might be made rich? Did not the Bible say he was made sin for us who knew no sin that we might be made the righteousness of God in him? Did not it say that?
Yeah.
So that means if I'm in right standing with God, I've been made right with God, and I have a right to everything God gave Jesus, that means sickness, disease, poverty, all that stuff that comes from the world of darkness has no right in my life. But it's my walking in the revelation knowledge, walking in love, walking by faith that keeps me operating in those things. But when I get offended, when I get in doubt and unbelief, when I get in fear, when I do something opposite from what God has said, then the door is open for Satan to bring that on me.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jimmy. I think you're preaching pretty good. All right, let's go to the next verse. Watch it now. Now back up to the 14th verse one more time. Notice he said, after we have been established in righteousness and rightness and conformity with God's will and order, you shall be far from even the thought of oppression. Well, how many times have you, I don't want you to raise your hand and tell me, but how many times have you been depressed about something? A bill you couldn't pay, a sickness on your body, or something the neighbor said to you, or something happened on the job. Somebody said, what they said you didn't like and you got oppressed over. You ugly. And normally that offend people. Or they said something. But my point is, God said, when you understand that you've been made right with me, and you're in right standing with me, when the thought, even the thought of oppression won't get near to you. Think about that. Not even the thought, because you are secure in who you are in Christ. You know that you are everything that he said you are, regardless of what people said, regardless of what circumstances said, regardless of what it looked like. I am who he says I am, so I'm going to believe my God. My father said I'm righteous. My father said all my needs are met. Then I'm going to spend time listening to him and doing what he says instead of listening to all this stuff out here trying to tell me, talk against God and make me believe something else. Hello? Are you here today? All right, go to the next verse. Behold, look what he's saying now. Look, they may gather together and do what? Stir up strife. But it is not from me. And whoever stirs up strife against you shall do what? Fall and surrender to you. Woo. Now you see why the enemy wants you offended. Now you see why he wants you in unbelief. Uh-huh. Now you see why he wants you to doubt what God says. Because you will control him. He cannot rule your life. He cannot dominate you anymore because you've been delivered from him. Because you've been set free from the kingdom of darkness. You've been made a new creature in Christ. God has given you everything. Brother T, taking up the offering just a minute ago, said nothing missing, nothing broken, everything is whole, complete, and all is well. But if you don't believe that, how can God do that for you? Hello? But he said, behold, all right, let's move on. He said, behold, look, I have created the who. I created the smith that's what? Who is blowing on the five coals. And who what? Produce a weapon for its purpose. I have created the devastator to destroy. God is telling you, look, I'm going to take care of him. You just receive what I said and who I made you. Why? But no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. That is saying, nothing Satan bring, no lie, no sickness, no disease, no bad report, no none of those things. Nothing he brings, none of his weapons. Why? Because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal weapons. And whatever weapon he brings and forms against you to take you out, because you know that you have been made the righteousness of God, and this has become a revelation on the inside of you. You know this better than you know your name. You know this better than you know your daddy's name. You know this because you have a revelation that I am what God says I am.